One of the things that you will find to be helpful and sometimes powerful in your life is what we are going to call energy expectation. The mind, of course, is always at work, and it is telling you to move forward here or not to move forward there, or here is a good opportunity or this is not a good opportunity. But what neglects to be examined is whatever your choice, you want to have an energy match for what you have chosen. Now, this energy match, of course, is a thing, the rules of which come from feminine spiritual law and certainly not from patriarchal law at all. But it is a very powerful thing. On a very simple basis, if you should be in a gathering of people and you see someone who does not appear to be open and does not appear to be interacting, an odd thing is that that person's brain may have sent them to this gathering to meet other people, to be with them, and to enjoy themselves. So what is the problem? The mind directed one piece of energy, but the actual energy did not match that. So that person basically came to this meeting wanting something, but not expecting it. And some of those expectations, of course, have to do with your past, have to do with old ways of being, old times. And so when you look at this whole area, if you have an area in your life where you are wanting something, but it does not seem to be coming about, there is a very real possibility that you have not matched the energy of expectation to the energy of wanting. And again, once again, you can see it in the simpler ways, or someone who's engaged in some sort of relationship, and this person may really want this friendship more than anything, but what is happening is sniping and cutting and criticizing, and so the thing desired is not matched by the energy that is brought into it. Now, we cannot cover all the levels where this principle holds true, but we want you to begin to incorporate it into your life, because it is yet another, it is another level of self-honoring. So let us say that I want to do something, but the beliefs from my past tell me that I cannot do it, or I cannot profit from it, or it cannot work. So now I have a mismatch between the energy of wanting and the energy of expecting. And when that is going on, the two energies will usually cancel each other out, which makes for a very unsatisfying walk in life. Now, we would like to mention the other side of that coin, and that is when something is not for you, and you know it, you must then allow your expectation energy to say, in this situation, I expect nothing. And I am going to be peaceful with that because the two energies match. An invitation to a place where there are drugs and all manner of, shall we say, perversions available to you, you do not need to ask more than one question about that. You see it, you do not want it, your energy does not want it, that is done. It is closed. You do not go back and ask yourself, well, perhaps I could have met someone enjoyable there. No, you must be willing to look at something and to say no and to let the energy match. You must also be able to look at something that has possibility. and to say, I am going to go expecting the very best that this situation has to offer, and I'm going to carry that in my energy. And if I bring my wanting and my energy together, if there is a way for my highest good to be served there, it will be. It will be. This is not about controlling. This is not about manipulating. It is not about any of that. It is about learning the most powerful way to use your energy in matching with your wanting. Now, why is it that we do not do that naturally? It is very often because we are still working to shed some of the old beliefs. For instance, if you say, I want this, energetically you are carrying, you never get what you want. It is going to be difficult to push that forward because you do not have a union. And to really move in the way you want to, there must be a union between what you want and what you expect. And the other thing, of course, is a fear of rejection, a fear of abandonment, a fear of judgment, a fear of whatever it is. But when you have that, you cannot move forward with things. So here is where you want to be able to use that other side that we spoke about. So I am moving into this meeting or this group, and I want this, and my energy expects it. However, when I get to the group, I see that there is not enough good energy moving for what I want and need to be powerful. And so I say, oh, this is not the place for this union to happen. And then you simply give yourself permission to either shut down so you only do manual things or to leave. Both of those decisions are very appropriate. This is one that you will find will get past a lot of the chatter, even perhaps the chatter in your own head. Because when you move towards something, remember there must be a union of the wanting and the expecting. They must move together. And your protection is if you move these things together to a place where there is plentiful response, then it is a great joy. If you move these things together to a place that does not honor you, then you simply acknowledge that and move away. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Find yourself standing beneath a waterfall and let the water from that waterfall wash away the weak, wash away any pain you might have gathered, any stress that you want to release. Give it to the waterfall and let it wash it away from your life. Now become aware of a beam of golden light that shines above your crown. Open the crown and let that light shine down through your body. Let it open the crown to receive what honors you, what respects you, what fills you, makes you abundant and wise and joyful. Let the crown open to all of that and let that beam of light bring it into your body. Feel the beam of light come into your third eye. Feel your third eye open and see how the light makes your third eye strong and clear and able to see inside to help you know how to bring up your own strength, to see outside in the world so that your discernment is your protection. Feel the beam of light come into your throat center. And let the beam of light cleanse your throat center of any communication that does not honor you, so that what you say to yourself is full of respect, full of loving kindness, full of honor. Feel the beam of light come down through your body and into your heart. And let the beam of light from the universe heal your heart. Take its light and its power into the past. Knit together the places of wounding. Restoring you. Feel the beam of light on the garden in your heart that grows and expands, makes you strong and full of life. Let the beam of light flow into your solar plexus. And let the light take up the room where hard emotions, hard feelings may have caught in your body, so that there is light in those places. And know that this solar plexus now is a place to feel joy, to feel all the things of life, but to release the things that you do not wish to hold. Let the light flow down through your body and into the second center. and let that light displace in the second center all judgment, all shame, all wounding that might have come into this very strongly feminine part of your body. And see the waterfall of light flowing into the second center so that anything of game, shame, or guilt that comes into the body is washed away in natural and powerful ways. And feel that beam of light come down to the body and into the root. And let that beam of light cleanse the root and make it able to rebuild, so that your body is holding your dreams. Your body is holding the power to make them real. And let that beam of light go down into the earth and join with the powerful energy of the earth so that you can draw up support from the earth anytime you choose to do that. And feel the golden light filling your body, filling your thoughts, flowing down through your body, down your spine to strengthen you, through your trunk to heal you, down your arms to make you wise about what you choose to do and carry. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and your feet, so that you know that you are supported and you choose to support yourself. And in that union of support, you become wise. Bring your attention into the center of your heart. And see that the universe has left a gift there for you. Rest your mind. Awaken your senses and allow yourself to know. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.